ever feel like when it comes to sustainability, it's just all a bit much, you know? Like,
yeah.
I want to make a difference, but where do you even begin?
Right.
Well, today we're diving into someone who really seems to get it: green living, green building, and getting everyone else on board. Get ready to be seriously inspired by the story of Greg Hamra.
This is going to be a good one. I mean, just looking at his career, it's amazing. And what strikes me is he's not all talk. This guy walks the walk.
No kidding. I mean, look at this bio: senior lecturer at the University of Miami School of Architecture, a senior LED educator, a climate reality mentor. It goes on.
Wow.
And if that wasn't enough, he also leads the Miami chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby. Like, how does he find the time?
See, that's what I'm talking about. He understands that action matters.
Yeah.
And importantly, inspiring others to act. And the Citizens Climate Lobby, for those listening who might not know, it's all about grassroots lobbying for national climate change policies.
Right.
So he's working on this at every level.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's incredible. And, you know, with someone like this, it would be easy to get caught up in all the titles and the accolades. But what I found really interesting was how Greg's focus seems to go way beyond, like, just checking boxes. Mm. He doesn't just teach sustainability. He empowers people to actually become champions for change.
And that's a really crucial distinction.
Yeah.
Because if you just have the knowledge but don't do anything with it, yeah, well, what's the point?
Exactly. It's just like he always says, and I love this, sustainability is not a spectator sport.
Oh, I like that. And you can tell, just looking at his background, working with everyone from the U.S. Navy to Harvard, that's quite a range.
Okay, hold on. Are you about to list off his entire client list?
Right.
Because let me tell you, it's impressive.
Yeah.
We're talking the architect of the Capitol, the Department of Energy, even huge names like Ernst & Young.
You see, you didn't even need me to list them off. You already knew all the good ones.
Well,
but that tells me something important. Greg understands that sustainability, it's not just for, you know, eco-warriors or whatever stereotype people might have in their head. Mm. He's getting buy-in from the highest levels of government, from businesses. He's showing them this isn't some nice-to-have afterthought. It's a smart, strategic move.
Okay, I see what you mean. He's making sustainability mainstream.
Exactly.
Proving that it's not just good for the planet, it's good for business.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the universities. Rutgers, Florida International, George Mason, he's reaching those future architects, the engineers, the policymakers, the people who'll be designing our world, like, tomorrow.
That's incredible. Planting those seeds of sustainability across generations. Okay, so we've established he's got the credentials, the client list, but what are people actually saying about his teaching style?
Yeah.
Because I gotta say, those testimonials, they're pretty remarkable.
Oh, I can't wait to dive into those.
You
know, when you see glowing reviews like that, that's when you know you've got a good teacher on your hands.
Remarkable isn't even the word. People are saying he's engaging, he's funny. He even makes the really technical stuff interesting somehow.
You know, it just goes to show you, a good teacher really does make all the difference.
Mm.
Especially with a topic like sustainability, which, let's be honest, can sometimes feel a bit overwhelming.
Oh, totally.
A little technical, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, one person actually said, are you ready for this? That his LED certification class was the most fun they've had in years.
That's saying something. Because LED certification, that's Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, for anyone who doesn't speak acronym, it's not a walk in the park. It's a whole process. Buildings basically get a gold star for sustainability in how they're designed and built.
Right.
But it matters. LED certified buildings, they're more efficient, they're healthier, they even save money in the long run. And it sounds like Greg really knows how to bring those benefits to life.
Well, and get this, apparently he even had somebody's friend laughing along in one of the classes and they weren't even enrolled.
That's fantastic. It shows you he's got that ability to make it relatable. It's not just jargon and checklists with this guy. It's about connecting with people, no matter what their background is, and just getting them excited about the possibilities.
And it seems like he really does. And it's not just the way he teaches. It's the impact his passion has on people. They talk about coming out of these courses feeling genuinely inspired, you know, ready to go make a difference themselves.
There's a testimonial here. It's from a LE certification class. And this person said that Greg's, like, passion for the material and the fact that he was so supportive, even after the class, it actually helped them pass the exam.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It really shows you he cares, you know, that he's invested in their success. I remember there was another testimonial. This one was from an HVAC specialist in Mexico. And he was saying how Greg's real life stories, those were more impactful than any textbook could ever be.
You know, what I find really fascinating here is that Greg, he seems to get that people learn best through stories, through real-world examples. It's one thing to understand the theory behind sustainability, but to actually see it playing out in real life, to see how you can put it into practice yourself.
Right.
That's what sticks.
It's like that saying, show, don't tell.
Exactly.
But Greg, it sounds like he does both.
And all of this hasn't gone unnoticed, by the way. I mean, we're talking about the CEO of the U.S. Green Building Council, people at Al Gore's Climate Reality Project. They've both recognized Greg for his leadership.
Wow. Endorsements from the U.S. Green Building Council, the Climate Reality Project. I mean, come on, that's a pretty big deal.
It is. It really speaks to the impact he's had. But even more than those awards, more than the recognition, it's that ripple effect. You know, that's what impresses me. Every single person he teaches has the potential to become a change maker themselves.
Right.
They can take that knowledge, that enthusiasm, and spread it even further.
Like he's creating a whole army of sustainability champions.
Exactly. Mm. And you know what else?
What's that?
What I think is really refreshing about Greg is that he's not out there presenting himself as some kind of sustainability superhero.
Right.
He's just genuine. He's relatable. He's just someone who cares deeply about making a difference.
Yeah.
And he wants to share that passion with other people.
That's so important because it shows you, you don't have to be a CEO or a politician or anything like that to make a difference. You can be a teacher, a student, an HVAC specialist, anyone. It's just about finding your own way to contribute.
Exactly. That's Greg's greatest lesson, I think, helping people realize they have that power.
Yeah.
The power to create change, no matter how small it might seem.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Greg Hamra, sustainability champion, incredible educator, all-around inspiration, what really stuck with you? What resonated?
Right.
What one small step can you take today to be a more conscious consumer, a better advocate in your community, maybe just a little greener in your own life? Think about it, and let's start making those changes together.